This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of COVID-19 related deaths climbed by about 6,000 within a 24-hour period globally to approximately 578,000. The figure is more than 136,000 in the United States. There are more than 13 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.4 million in the U.S. Early stage testing showed the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States did affect people's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. Researchers released their early findings Tuesday, just weeks before the shots were set to begin much larger testing to prove if they're really strong enough to protect against the virus. The first U.S. study was a small amount, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced brief flu-like reactions to the shots. The next step is recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna, Inc. It's one of nearly two dozen possible COVID-19 vaccines in various stages of human testing around the world. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll begin to roll out details of a new COVID-19 relief package to U.S. senators as soon as next week. McConnell suggests the measures will include new funding for school reopenings, some unemployment benefits, and money for health care providers. The cost of the emerging Republican package could reach $1 trillion. In recent days, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has been reaching out to GOP senators ahead of negotiations with Democrats, who have already approved a $3 trillion package in the House. Amid rising concerns that Beijing and Washington are drifting toward a Cold War, President Donald Trump on Tuesday declared that China's rise is not a positive development for the United States. He made the remarks in the White House Rose Garden, announcing he had signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act. This is VOA News. China said on Wednesday it will impose retaliatory sanctions on U.S. individuals and entities after U.S. President Trump signed a law penalizing banks doing business with Chinese officials who implement the new Hong Kong national security law. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement that Beijing strongly opposes the latest U.S. action and urged Washington to stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Iran has executed a former defense ministry employee who was convicted of selling information to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. That's according to Iran's judiciary agency. A spokesman said that Reza Asghari was executed last week for selling information about Iran's missile program to the CIA. Iran says that Asghari sold the information during his last years in the defense ministry and retired in 2016. Iran executed another alleged spy last month. Officials say that person admitted in court that the CIA paid him to spy. The spokesman said his wife was sentenced to 15 years in prison for participating in espionage. Iran said last year it had apprehended 17 spies whom it alleged were working for the CIA. The Trump administration has rescinded the rule that would have required international students to transfer schools or leave the country if their colleges hold classes entirely online this fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. The decision was announced at the start of a hearing in federal lawsuit in Boston brought by Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The announcement brings relief to thousands of foreign students who had been at risk of being deported from the country, along with hundreds of universities that were scrambling to reassess their plans for the fall in light of the policy. A U.S. judge has denied bail for Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's longtime associate, who's been accused of allegedly luring young girls so that the late financier could sexually abuse them. The 58-year-old, appearing by video from a Brooklyn, New York jail, pleaded not guilty to six criminal charges. That's four related to transporting minors for illegal sexual acts and two for perjury. Prosecutors had argued Maxwell was an extreme flight risk. The judge agreed, saying that Maxwell demonstrated sophistication in hiding her resources and herself. Her lawyer said she moved to her location in the U.S. to escape unrelenting and intrusive media coverage, but prosecutors said FBI agents had to forcibly enter her home to arrest her as she hid an interior room and found a cell phone wrapped in tin foil in an apparent effort to evade detection. By remote apartment.